listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a national news briefing. Another day, another gaffe for the leaders of the two major parties. The opposition leader accidentally said the borders are closed during an interview today. He's now clarified what he meant.
The borders were closed. The borders were closed, and I was asked a question about skill shortages, and one of the things that business say is that they were impacted by the fact that the borders were closed, and indeed people who were here on temporary visas were told to leave. That's had an impact on our labour market.
Now, that comes after the PM lost his footing and tackled a young boy during a Tasmanian soccer match yesterday. Scott Morrison phoned young Luca overnight and says he's okay. Well, he's described to us the heart-stopping moment when it all unfolded.
I sort of lost my footing and tripped into him. And so I was trying to make sure I fell on my back and held little Luca up. But he's a great little sport. We had a good chat last night. He told me all the hat-trick of goals he's scored, every single game he's played.
Some polling stations may not even open on Saturday as the Electoral Commission faces staff shortages. The AEC's Evan Eakin-Smith says there's a few areas of concern.
We've identified some areas in regional Queensland, regional WA and regional South Australia where we're having trouble getting enough staff. Not surprising, it is COVID times, of course, labour hire shortages, particularly for a temporary operation.
And SNL star Pete Davidson will head down under with his new comedy Wizards to be filmed in Queensland. It's hoped to create more than 500 jobs. Pop star turned swim star Cody Simpson admits he's scraped in by a nose but has realised his dream of making the Aussie swim team. Third place in the 100-metre butterfly, enough to book a place at the World Champs and Com Games. Simpson says every second, every minute, every hour of the day counted.
I was hoping I could go a little quicker, but to scrape under is a real dream.
On Amazon Prime there. Well, Shayna Jack's comeback from a 2-year drug ban is complete, clocking a PB to finish second in the 100-metre freestyle final. Listener.